And let's listen to some more of the voices of the last 21 hours as we've tried to make sense of what happened in Boston yesterday. One of those voices came earlier this morning. President Obama spoke at the White House.
We know that two explosions gravely wounded dozens of Americans and took the lives of others, including an 8-year-old boy. This was a heinous and cowardly act. And given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism.
Now, in that statement, the president also asked Americans to remain vigilant. He said the federal government is taking appropriate security measures. Earlier this morning, law enforcement officials gave an update on their investigation. They had very few leads to report and said there were no suspects in custody. The public has been asked to submit any photos or videos from the scene. Here's another voice now, special agent in charge of Boston's FBI office, Richard DeLaurier.
Assistance from the public remains critical in establishing a timeline of events which leads to swift conclusion through due diligence and strong investigative activity.
Now, as investigators try to assemble that timeline, stories of heroism are emerging. As spectators fled to safety yesterday, emergency workers, runners, and passersby ran into the chaos to help those who were wounded. Today, Boston's Mayor Tom Menino spoke of the resilience of his city in the face of terror.
This is a close-knit place, the city of Boston. Here we know our neighbors. We grieve for them. We grieve for the little boy who we knew from Dorchester. We know our heroes also. They are the men and women who wear helmets, who wear the badges, the runners, who helped us yesterday during this time of need.
And we'll be continuing to cover this story. We have reporters in Boston, at the White House, and elsewhere. Stay with NPR News on the air and online at NPR.org throughout the day as we learn more on this investigation and the victims of Monday's attack in Boston. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
I'm Steve Inskeep.